Now, I want to go a little further, because in fighting the good fight of faith, you need to know faith will work for you every time. So let me pick up with Abraham. And we talked about this, Romans 5:5, hope making not ashamed, because what the love of God has shed abroad in our hearts. And we talked about Galatians 5:6, faith works by love. You need to know that. We see all this, you have this firmly established in your heart. Faith works by love, so I'm walking in love. I've been, the love of God has been shed abroad in my heart, so I got the love there, and I activate that love, and I walk in that love, right? Amen. And he tells us where faith comes from, so we know we go to the Word. That's a constant feeding, studying, meditating, confessing every day of our life. Amen? Because he tells us where it comes from. That he has dealt to every person the measure of faith. You got it. You got it. Every, you're born again. You got it. All right? We want to work our way to where we're going. Because I got some things I want to say to you by the Spirit, through the Scripture, and well, about it that the Lord had given me. So you got the measure of faith, and then the Scripture tells us, for by grace are you saved through faith, that's not of yourself, that's Ephesians 2:8. For by grace are you saved through faith, that's not of yourselves, the gifts of God. Notice what it says. For by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourselves. It's a gift of God. Notice a gift. It's a gift. God gave you a gift of faith, a measure of faith. It's a measure of faith given to you by God. It's a gift. Now, let's qualify this. What kind of faith did you get? Rooster faith or bulldog faith? Turkey faith or chicken faith? What kind of faith did you get? What kind of faith did you get? Well, the Bible says we have received the God kind of faith. What did God do with his faith since we received the God kind of faith? Did God give us any evidence of this? In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Isn't that the Scripture? And the earth, while without form and void and darkness, stood upon the face of the deep, but God's Spirit moved upon the face of the water. And God said, God said. And when God said, what happened? God saw. He saw what he said come into manifestation. And not only did he see it, we are seeing it in this natural realm. Hallelujah. Are you listening to me? Hallelujah. So this is why your faith is always under attack. And if you don't know how to fight, and you get over in the wrong fight trying to fight the devil, and you don't have no business trying to fight him, because he's already been whipped. And again, I want to remind you, he said, fight the good fight. Right? Now, why does he call this a good fight? Any of you ever growing up as kids in school and families and all that, have any of you ever been in a fight? No, none of you ever had a fight. Oh, yeah, you better not tell me that tale. But what did you do when you whipped that person real good? What did you tell your playmates? What did you tell your friend? I put a whipping on him. But what happened when you got whipped? You ain't talk about it. You didn't talk about that one, did you? Because you didn't consider that a good fight, did you? So we can conclude that a good fight is the one that wins all the time. So that's why God said, fight the good fight. Because faith, the faith fight is a good fight. It's a fight you win all the time. Hallelujah. All you got to do to win the good fight is play by the rules or following instruction in the word of God. Amen. Hallelujah. And so we see that we have been given. The faith is a gift. Now, we got a measure. It's a gift. Faith worketh by love. The love of God is what? Poured into our hearts. Then that means that we got a guarantee that our faith will work because God said, I poured my love into your heart. And all you got to do is activate it. Act on it. And your faith to work. There's no devil in hell can stop it. Hallelujah. So, since we know faith to work, can we increase our faith? I said, can we increase our faith? Is it possible for our faith to grow, or do we just stay at that same measure that he gave us? Huh? Or should we be growing our faith? Huh? Thank you, Lord. Listen to what he said to the, I believe I'm right. Let me see if I'm right here. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, I may be looking in the wrong one. Here we go. Paul, Silvanus, Timothy, unto the church of the Thessalonians, in God, our Father. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 1. And God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace unto you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. We are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is meet. Listen now. Because that your faith groweth exceedingly. So we see faith growing. Paul was writing this letter to the Thessalonians, to the church, and he heard about their faith, and he said, we are bound to give thanks because your faith is what? Growing, groweth exceedingly. And the charity, which is love, of every one of you, every one of you all toward each other aboundeth. See, they were walking in love toward each other. And their faith was growing. They were walking in love. And their faith was growing. Can you see it? Huh? So we see that faith can be increased. So how do we do it? It's Romans 10:17. So then faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the word of God. Now watch this now. I know I've said it, but I want you to, because I want you to hear what the Lord really saying. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. I never thought of this way before. Faith come by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Every word that God tells that comes out of God's mouth is faith-filled words. So if you want faith for money, finance, you're going to have to hear the word of God. If you want faith for peace, you're going to have to hear the word of God on that and fill your heart full of it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. If you want faith for healing, you're going to have to hear the word of God. That's how you become fully persuaded. If you want faith to buy some property, you're going to have to hear the word of God. Because his word is filled with faith to get you everything you need in every area of your life.